You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. How comfortable would you be seeing your doctor through a mobile phone or tablet? Telemedicine holds promise from bringing some types of medical care to rural areas while also reducing costs for non-emergency physical and mental health needs. WAER's Chris Bolt reports technology and acceptance are advancing, though the use of telehealth is still small.
No, the thing they put on me, Mitchell, is this patch.
Gretchen Cottrell is on the cutting edge of telemedicine. A patch she wears near her collarbone sends health data through a specialized mobile phone to a monitoring service. She lives at Loretto's Lucille Manor and is part of the PACE CNY Inclusive Care Program.
I get a phone call. The first thing they ask me is, how are you feeling? Are you feeling okay? And I respond yes, because if I respond any other way, I'm going to have an ambulance parked at my door.
The monitor and Gretchen have a face-to-face conversation through a tablet every day. Through the service, Imagine Monitoring Intervention Center.
It's me again.
Hello.
They're going to interview you.
Okay.
Danielle is a nurse with Imagine. She has in front of her information from a blood pressure cuff and fingertip oxygen sensor that Gretchen has.
You know, we just go over how they're feeling overall, their vital signs, you know, just make sure their heart rhythm looks good, and basically just their overall well-being.
Dr. Douglas Tucker is medical director for the PACE program. He says the telehealth monitors work with physicians and a clinic right in the senior residence.
You know, they call into our morning meeting every day. The whole care team gets together and talks about the patients that may have had trouble overnight. You know, maybe that person doesn't need to go to the ER last night, but they can do great if they get seen in the clinic in the morning, and that can all be facilitated through this whole process.
Tucker says the combination of the patch, blood pressure, and blood oxygen sensors catches health problems, from just not taking medication to an emergency, much faster than any person could on their own, or even observation within an assisted living facility. Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield here in Syracuse is finding the acceptance for telemedicine is increasing. In a recent report, they found the number of specific telehealth visits tripled between 2016 and 2018. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Luann Giangreco says there are a number of reasons it works, from access to convenience.
In rural medicine examples, or maybe in an area where you're not familiar with what care is available, you know, sometimes it can be challenging when you are either in the workplace or you're at home, you have a whole family that you're responsible for. Getting the family packed up in a car or seeking transportation can be a challenge too.
As an insurer, she adds, Excellus wants to make a good match between efficient care and whatever the medical situation is at hand.
So if there is an opportunity to have a high value care, so where you're still getting great quality of care that you need that's medically appropriate at a lower cost, we want to make sure that's being optimized. And we know there are some conditions that are served well through telemedicine.
For example, heart disease, hypertension, skin disorders, and diabetes are all conditions that a medical expert through telemedicine could make a diagnosis. That could lead to a prescription or an indication that more direct care is needed. They also found behavioral health works well through telemedicine, from anxiety to depression to attention disorders. Mei Kwong is executive director of the Center for Connected Health Policy, studying and helping implement telehealth.
Why can't I get this is actually like the biggest question that I've been getting. What they're doing is they've been going through their health plans. They do have a health plan. They're saying, well, why is my health plan like directing me to this organization as opposed to me just getting it from my regular doctor?
Kwong wonders, though, if medical information from the monitors always gets to the local physicians. Whether handled in-house or through a third party, telehealth holds promise to improve access to medical care and save costs by avoiding unneeded trips to a doctor or emergency room. Not to mention some peace of mind.
My daughters all think it's fantastic. I've got two of them that are nurses, and I said, Mom, you don't know how easy that's making it for you and them.
Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.